Now, write this down. Knowing how to yield to the miracle-working power of God. Yes. Knowing how to yield to the miracle-working power of God. You in Hebrews chapter 2, I want you to look at this scripture, and then I'm going to give you a definition of miracles, and then we're going to start ministering to you along that line. In Hebrews 2 and 4, Hebrews 2 and 4, this is real today. We can't historically look at this. We have to know that God is still a miracle-working God. It began with him in verse 4, God. See what it begins with? God. Also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles, different miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. And look what he said at the end of the verse. According to his own will. It's God's will for his children to walk in miracle power. All right, miracle power. And so you have to understand that. Now, let me give you a definition so you'll know what we're talking about, miracle. I punched it in my phone. It gave me some good definition. A surprising and welcome event that is not explainable by natural or scientific laws. That's what happened there. I've seen it over and over again. A surprising and welcome event that is not explainable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, so divine. So God is the divine agency of miracle. Yes, Jesus is the divine agency of miracle. The Holy Spirit is the divine agency of miracle. The Word of God is the divine agency of miracle. You see, he says here, it's surprising. It's surprising. Did you think she was surprised when her husband got up off that bed? A surprising welcome event that is not explainable by nature or scientific laws. All right. I heard the doctors. I was there. I heard the doctor. Doctor said, it passed me. I walked down the hall with a doctor and a hospital manager, and she said, it just passed us. Another definition is an amazing product or achievement, an outstanding example of something. A highly improbable or extraordinary event, development, or accomplishment that brings very welcome consequences. You see it? Uh-huh. You see it. All right. All right. Go to work. I heard a man fighting for his life, and the Lord spoke this to him. The miracle is here. Stay in the anointing. Stay in the spirit. Now, that's for miracles. You have to not, your senses can't handle a miracle. The natural, and your little, oh Lord, don't get me in trouble, just start it. Your little Mickey Mouse prayer without faith is not going to get no miracle. See, you can't be moved by what you see. You can't move by what you feel. You be only moved by what you believe. That's the only thing that will activate miracle, because a lot of time you don't see no way out. I mean, all the science, all the natural, everything else don't have no answer. So you have to know how to abide in faith when nothing working right. You have to know how to stay in there. You have to know God is a miracle working God. You have to know God don't operate by 1, 2, 3 ABC. God can do it supernaturally. Build yourself up for miracles while I'm preaching today. Build yourself up. There's no end to a person who know how to operate in miracle. All right. Now, let me give this to you again. I want before I start preaching here. A highly improbable or extraordinary event, development, or accomplishment that bring very welcome consequences. It's supernatural, you see. I say it's supernatural.
Yes, sir.
The miracle is here. The miracle is here. Stay in the anointing. You, now listen. Every person on the sound of my voice, listen. You are wearing the anointing for miracles. You say, me? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Now listen, here's some instruction. When you need a miracle, you can't let the flesh distract you.
Yes, sir.
No matter what report you get from the outside, learn from the word of God how to stay on the inside. Learn how to stay, no matter what the report, what you see, what you feel, learn how to stay on the inside. Sort of like what Proverbs said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he shall direct your paths. You see, each one of you have supernatural potentials living on the inside of you. See,
I have
supernatural potentials on the inside of me, and it can work a miracle at any moment. We got a man raised from the dead, sitting right in the midst. His wife just testified. What nothing nobody could do but God. Stay on the inside. Now, listen, let me make this statement again, though. Learn from the word of God how to stay on the inside. Learn from the word of God how to stay on the inside. You're not going to stay on the inside just because you say, I'm going to stay on the inside. You got to have enough revelation from the word of God that it can keep you on the inside. We'll get some more scriptures in a moment. The miracle is here. Always know that. I want you to remember that. The miracle is here. The miracle is always there. It just needs participation from someone operating in faith. There's absolutely nothing God can't do. I got another miracle sitting in here. I'm not going to bother them, but I got another miracle sitting in here. Yeah, I call and pray with them on the phone. He's supposed to be here today, but he's here. Now, one of the things that my son said to me, two of my sons said to me, I think, I know one said it for sure, my oldest son, said about this man, that man, he says he's a nice man. He don't bother nobody. He just loves people. That's why he's still here today. Amen. Keep your attitude straight. Amen. Don't have people wanting you to die. Walk with a loving attitude. And love people. That's what he said about the man. He said, that man is a nice man. He loves everybody. That's why he's still here. And I agreed with him. I understand. I know the man. He's been with me many years. But you know the self. I ain't telling you who it is. I'm just sharing with you, all right? All right, now this is important. All miracles begin invisible and manifest by faith and the anointing. All miracles begin invisible. The miracle is there, but you have to stay in the anointing to activate it. Now, nobody else can receive your miracle for you. And if I'm ministering to you, you got the last word about your life. You got the last word. So you better have a word.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
you better know the truth. You can't be religious and just going through rituals. You got to have a revelation that miracles belong to me.
Yes,
write that down. You have to have a revelation that miracles belong to you. Things out of the ordinary belong to you. And you got to carry that with you in case something come up.
Hallelujah.
That's why you can't put all your confidence in men, because they walk away. When the science run out, they got to go. I mean, they did the best they can. Thank God for them. But you need to know somebody else. There's absolutely nothing the miracle anointing can't handle. You got it?
Amen.
Look in John 6:14 right quick. John 6:14. I want you to see something.
Praise God.
Then those men, when they had seen the miracles that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth that prophet that should come unto the world." They saw the miracle working power working through him. Now, let me give you some keys and ways to functioning miracles. You want to know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Because you need to minister to other people. Talk to me here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you need to know how to minister to other people who sometimes people don't know what to do. They're not on miracles level, but you can bring them on that level. If you got enough revelation, enough anointing on your life, you can talk them to that miracle revelation shows up in their life. One of the most outstanding aspects of a miracle is come out of the mouth of Jesus' mom, come out of Mary's mouth. I'm going to show it to you. John chapter 2, verse 5. And I want you to write in your notes now, you must learn how to listen for miracle instruction. Oh, it's so wonderful when you minister to somebody and they know how to follow the instruction. Yeah, miracle instruction. You must learn how to listen for miracle instruction. Look what he said there in 2:5. I mean, the condition is, it's not a life and death situation, but it's an embarrassing situation. A wedding, they run out of wine. And the instruction Jesus gave them boys in 2:5. His mother gave the instruction. His mother said unto the servant, "Whatsoever he said to you, do it." Now, his language is not normal, because he will tell you to do something that your senses are going to blow up. But you got to operate by faith. Now, in that miracle, they needed wine. He told them pour water in the barrel. Now, you know, this is nonsensical here. And these people going to get angry. We dip this stuff out here and talk about, you know, at a wedding, people want wine. But they did what he told them to do. And it turned out to be the best wine ever went in the barrel.
Yes.
So what I'm saying, whatsoever he says to you, do it. But you got to be, you must learn how to listen for miracle instruction. Miracle instruction are not going to be normal. They're not going to be man-wise. It's something, I mean, pouring water, you want wine and pouring water, that don't even make sense. That's what I'm telling you about. You're not going to be able to receive miracle with your senses. And you're not going to be able to receive miracle. Here's another thing now. You're not going to be able to receive miracle with your pet scripture. Because the Lord has shipwrecked your scripture. And give you something to do. They say, "Oh, I don't need to do this. I'm spiritual." All right, spiritual. You're not going to get no miracle being spiritual. You got to be healing for your miracle. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now, whatever miracle you need now, whatever situation, listen to me online and listen to me here. Whatever situation in your body, in your finances, in your marriage, in whatever situation you need now, there's a miracle can handle it.
Yes.
And this message is to prepare you to receive it.
Yes.
Don't put up with it, receive it.
Yes.
Expect God to do something right here this morning about any situation you're dealing with. The second thing is, do not let doubt and unbelief rob you. Turn to Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Do not let doubt and unbelief rob you. And it's coming. Doubt and unbelief coming when you're dealing with something. Oh, yeah, they're coming. This is a family problem. This is a father had this son, the ninth chapter of Mark, having problem with his life and jumping in fire and stuff like that. And the disciples couldn't do nothing about it. But did you see what he said in Mark? Jesus said unto him, not my disciple, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, see, your miracle belong to you. All things are possible to him that believe it. Raise your hand. I'm a believer. I believe it. Look what he says. All things. Not something, not a few things. All things are possible to him that believe it. That's a miracle statement, isn't it? Huh? Now, here's the secret and here's the cure to not receiving your miracle. Don't let doubt and unbelief rob you, because that voice is powerful, but the next voice is just as powerful, 9:24. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Oh, y'all got some of that? I got it too. Help thou my unbelief. See, it's the unbelief that block your miracle. It's believing when you lay it all on God and trusting to do something out of the ordinary, to manifest, to demonstrate his glory, his power, his presence. When God come on the scene, everything changed. I said, when God come on the scene, everything changed. But God cannot come on the scene without your faith. Look at Hebrews 11:6. You got to have faith. Faith for miracle. Faith for the supernatural. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See, so when you need a miracle, you can't just seek the miracle. Y'all better let me preach up in here. Seek him, for he is the miracle. So she said they kept praying, right? They weren't praying to no miracle. You can't pray to no miracle. You got to pray to the miracle worker. Now, miracles, I'm hearing this now. Miracles are full of mercy and grace. The mercy of God is in miracle. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is in miracle. Your faith is in miracle. So is your faith, God, mercy, and Jesus' grace working together. Hallelujah. My faith, God, mercy, and Jesus' grace working together. From now on, I know that. Now on, I know that. I know that I have miracle working power in me. But then it's by my faith and the mercy of God and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing can stop mercy. Nothing can stop grace. We're supernatural people. Don't let doubt and unbelief rob you of your miracle. God want to give you a miracle today. He said, God bearing them. Look what he said in that verse, Hebrews 2:4. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Let the glory of God come forth and supernaturally change everything and every report that is not in your favor. I'm going to give it again now. Y'all listening? Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. We're going to see something here. Let the glory of God come forth and supernaturally, you heard me?
Yes, sir.
Change everything and every report that is not in your favor.
Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty. You have to know you can't see nothing, can't feel nothing. You have to know, be able to say the miracle is here.
Yes,
stay in the anointing.
Yes.
Stay in faith. Look at this. Look at the scriptures here. Certain one who had an issue of blood. Let me get there because I want to read the whole thing because I want you to see this, hear this, and I think the anointing is going to fall during this time. Yeah, I mean, it's so powerful. You see, we're talking about, oh my, let the glory of God come forth and supernaturally change everything. Not just only that, and every report that is not in your favor. Somebody can get something right here today on that. You might be dealing with something that's not operating in your favor, and you're hearing the word of God, and you're in the presence of God's people, and you're in this atmosphere. You can get something that you have never gotten before right in this service right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me read this again. Let the glory of God come forth and supernaturally change everything.
Yes.
And every report that is not in your favor.
Yes, sir.
Anybody ever got a report wasn't in their favor?
Yes, sir.
And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Don't make no difference how long it's been. Once you get a hold of it, brother, you got it. 12 years, and has suffered many things of many physicians.
Yeah.
And spent all that she had. She broke now.
Yeah.
Sick and broke. And was nothing better, and then she grew worse.
Yeah.
You got your shouting clothes?
Yeah.
She needed a miracle, didn't she?
Yeah.
And when she heard of Jesus,
oh,
I wish you just could hear about it this morning. And when she heard of Jesus, I got some Baptist preaching coming on me now. I got to hold up here. And when she heard of Jesus, see now when you hear him, you got to do something yourself. Came in the press behind and touch his garment.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy God. Help yourself. Hallelujah.
You know what I'm hearing? In a miracle, in getting a miracle, Jesus can only touch you. You got to know how to touch him. I'm going to make a statement now. It's not an arrogant statement. I'm going to make a statement. I'll see, can you go with me? I've touched him before. Oh, yeah, I've had my hand on Jesus before. I've touched him. My faith, I needed to touch him, and I stayed there till I touched him.
Yes.
See, I see y'all got kind of quiet on me. See, y'all waiting on him to touch y'all all the time. No, get up in the morning and touch him.
Yes.
Know how to get your hand on Jesus.
Yes.
That's what this woman did. I said, know how to get your hand on Jesus. Oh, no, you're not hearing me. I said, know how to get your hand on Jesus. She got her hand on Jesus.
Yes.
She didn't wait for Jesus to touch her. She touched him.
Yes.
It's amazing how God has made that. That God said, I don't just have to touch you. God has made it possible. Listen to me, children. God has made it possible for me to touch him.
Yes.
And Jesus can sing the song, She Touched Me.
Yes.
Not that I touch her, she touched me. What you waiting for? What you waiting for? What you waiting for? What you waiting for? You can touch him. Don't wait around. Jesus said, don't wait around for me to touch you. You touch me and I'm going to touch you back. He didn't find her, she found him.
That's right.
It explained it in verse 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Good God Almighty. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body, she ain't felt nothing at the beginning, that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue, power, had gone out of him. Oh, we can draw power out of Jesus. Thank God I can draw power out of Jesus. In every situation, I'm dealing with, I can draw power out of Jesus. Don't you forget that. Jesus' power belonged to me. Jesus, verse 30 says, Jesus immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the presence and said, who touched my clothes? Yeah. The disciples said to him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee and said, thou who touched me? Yeah, but see, got a lot of people be crowding and saying things, but everybody not touching him. Then and they in the same place and singing the same song or praying the same prayer, but everybody not touching him. I don't know if you're going to touch him today, but I'm going to touch him.
Hallelujah.
It's personal, man. I say it's personal. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Look what he said to her, verse 34. And he said to her, what? What? What made her whole? Now, we're dealing with an impossible case. We're dealing with science that run out. Medicine that run out. Everything that run out. Psychology that run out. Everything. This woman is in bad shape. But she heard about Jesus. Oh, I wish the church would hear about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And then she made a testify. She said, if I can touch that man there, if I can just touch him, I'll be made whole. Good God Almighty. I wish somebody here would get the same testimony. Whatever you're dealing with, I wish you'd get the same testimony. I hope that the Holy Ghost can help you this morning to understand why you're here this morning. You're here for your miracle. You're about to get breakthroughs you never got before. You're about to walk places you never walked before. Tell somebody my miracle is here.
My
miracle is here. I'ma stay in the anointed. You see it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord God. My God.
Hallelujah. And nothing like having a good Holy Ghost woman for your wife. And these two men who are sitting in here today, both of their wives are Holy Ghost women and wouldn't back up. I talked with them, both of them, Holy Ghost women. Say, we got it. You got a good wife, boy, you better treat that woman right, boy, because you might need her. I don't be neither one of them boys be able to know why I wouldn't. They didn't know what they're doing. That's not the only two. I know some more. Sit down. When you need a miracle, speak the word only. Turn to Matthew 8:5. When you need a miracle, speak the word only. Nothing else can produce a miracle but the word. When Jesus was coming, entering to Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Keep going. I want you to see this. and saying, Lord, my servant lies home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Watch what he said. Then the centurion said, Lord, I'm not worried that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. You can use that, right?
Yes.
Speak the word only. I don't need nothing else extra. I don't even need you coming. Just speak the word. I know your word is powerful enough to travel where I am. I know I'm not by myself. Somebody say, speak the word only. Do you know what you just said? Huh? Do you know how powerful that is? Speak the word only. Go to the ninth verse, see what happened. For I am a man unaware of having soldiers under me. See, he understood authority. And said to that man, go. And he's saying to Jesus, just like I'm in the army and I got these guys going out, I know when you speak, the whole system have to do it. I know the authority you have. I know the authority the word has. The word has authority when you believe in it. When you sin, you don't look at nothing else but the word. You don't look at no report. You don't look at how you feel. You don't look at nothing else but that word. Keep your eyes on the word. Somebody said, look into Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. I got my eyes on him. See, this kind of preaching don't make no difference to religious people. But people who don't walk in revelation, this is the kind of preaching you need. See, traditional, this ain't no good preaching here. Because there ain't enough soup in it and emotion in it. But you don't need no emotion when you need a miracle. That God didn't need no emotion. That God needed some information. She needed some revelation. She needed some anointing when her husband was on that bed dead. Go to the next verse. Go to the 10th verse. I want them to see the closing of it. When Jesus heard, he marveled and said, and to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. That's what he called it. So great faith. No, not neither. Now watch what happened. Go to the 11th verse. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Let's see one more verse. Look at here. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I want to see where he was healed. Go ahead to 13th verse. And Jesus said in the centurion, go thy way. And as thou hast believed. Oh my goodness. So be it done unto thee. Look at the last part of the verse. And his servant was what? When? Self same time Jesus spoke it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Speak the word on that. Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Prayer and praise activates miracles. You want to activate miracles, you need a miracle. Just pray and praise.
Yes, sir.
Don't let the other crazy stuff come out your mouth. Don't call 900 people and tell them pray for you. You mess your miracle up. It's not the number of people praying, it's who praying. Are y'all listening? Prayer and praise activates miracle. What I said? Acts chapter 16, verse 25. Glory to God. I want you to see it now. See this. Every point I'm giving you a lesson to go with it. And at midnight, Anybody ever had in the midnight? And at midnight, when nothing, no light, nothing going your way. I've been there. You been there?
Yes, sir.
But he brought me through.
Yes,
every time.
Every time.
Somebody might be sitting on the sound of my voice now. I got a midnight in their life. Don't know what to do. But that's what you're here for.
Yes.
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They ain't going and sing praises unto God. Now look who they say heard them. But thank God, not only just the prisoner heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations, plural, of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open, and everyone banned was losing. Now, you hear what I'm hearing? Somebody coming out today. That's what I heard when I'm reading it. Somebody coming out. It's a situation you've been dealing with for a long time, but today you coming out of it and it's going to happen immediately. Believe God for your miracle today. Praise God for your miracle. I mean, you tell God, God, I'm going to get something out of this service today. I'm going to get something out of this message today. My life is changing right now. I'm going to get the miracle I need in Jesus' name. I expect a miracle every day. I'm a miracle receiver and I'm a miracle worker. Not only for me, anybody get around me. I'm anointed with miracles. Talk to me, somebody up in here. I'm anointed for miracles. I'm anointed with miracles. I'll tell you something else. Worry can't stay up in here. Praise God. Prayer and praise activate miracles.
Activate.
I praise you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prayer and praise activate miracles. We need some miracles up in here. Hallelujah. 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 Say, my miracles come today.
My miracles come today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Power of the blood.
Power of the blood.
Mercy and grace.
Mercy and grace.
I receive it.
I receive it.
Let me preach a little longer. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shh. Now, this next one is powerful. I want you to write it down. Sit down and write it down.
Hallelujah.
Using the name of Jesus properly,
yes,
by faith in the cross, his blood, and the power of his resurrection,
right,
will create miracles. I'm going to give it to you again. I'm going to give you scriptures to go with it. Write the little bit you got now.
That's all right. That's all right.
Using the name of Jesus properly.
Yes.
By faith in the cross, his blood, and the power of his resurrection, will create your miracle. So now we got the name, we got the blood, we got the cross, and we got the resurrection. working on our behalf for us to have miracle. Four things. What are they? Name of Jesus. What else? Power of blood. And what else? All right. All right. Now, so you always remember that now. Whenever you need a miracle, or you out ministering and somebody need a miracle, you call on those four. The name of Jesus, the power of the cross, the power of the blood, and the power of the resurrection. Put that power in there. Power. Put power in all four. I love that. Yeah. Them four powers will create miracles. Who with me here? Huh? All right, John 14, let's see. John 14, 13. You still here?
Yes, sir.
You like the lost me just now, you know.
Hallelujah.
And then the anointing I'm trying to ease out of a little bit is still working on me.
Yeah.
Oh, he's here.
Yes.
You preach his word, Mary. You preach his word, Mary. He's here. Yeah, yeah, she told me your name, child. Yeah. Now, miracles has to be passing through you right now. If you stop it, it'll stop. Online, miracles are passing through homes, in home, can they, right now. If you stop it, see, you got enough information to stop it. You got enough anointing, because I'm not only preaching by word, I'm preaching by the Spirit. So you got enough, you've been imparted enough anointing to stop your miracle. Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right, son. We got four things waiting for us right now. I think the most four the most powerful thing that exists. The name, the cross, the blood, and the resurrection. How powerful can you get? God back all that up. God got to come on the scene when you use the name. He got to come on the scene when you use the cross. He got to come on the scene when you use the blood. He got to come on the scene when you talk about the resurrection. God set himself up for you to call him.
Yes.
And he got to come.
Yes.
Look at this verse here. Now, hallelujah. And whatsoever, you with me?
Yes.
I told you the verse, didn't I? John 14, 13. And whatsoever you ask in my name. Look at that word, whatsoever. What that word mean? See, you got categories what the world can do. Science can do so much. Psychology can do so much. Intellect can do so much. None of them can use whatsoever. We're the only human being on the face of the earth can use whatsoever. Whatsoever you ask in my name. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Look at it, verse 14. Look at verse 14. Come on, you got to believe this. If ye shall ask anything, now he went from whatsoever to anything, in my name, you're not going to do it. I will do it. She couldn't do, she didn't have enough power to get her husband off that deathbed. But he did it for her. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
See, faith is for what you can't do. You don't need faith if you can do it. Faith specializes in the impossible.
Yes, sir.
Let me find a jumping off place here. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Corinthians 2:2. I'm determined to know nothing among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. See, when you get to that place, that all the glory from the crucifixion come on your behalf. Philippians 3:10, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. I want you to get those four things.
Yes.
They'll pull your miracle out.
All right.
And we read in our text in Hebrews 2, 1 through 4, you write that down. Always give the Holy Spirit free course to manifest miracle.
Yes, sir.
Give the Holy Spirit free course, whatever he says till you do it, to manifest your miracle. Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
You must keep the truth before you that you, your inside, is connected to the throne of God.
Amen.
You heard that, young man? But keep that truth before you, that your inside is connected to the throne of God. What is it, Hebrews 4:16? Is that Hebrews 4:16? Look at it in a minute. We're almost there.
Take your time, Pastor.
Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come what?
Because
I'm connected to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, mercy and grace are two miracle workers. Oh, my, my. Mercy ever walk in the room. If grace, and don't let them be holding hands. Don't let mercy and grace walk in the room at the same time. Something about to happen, boy.
Yeah.
And you know they're both walking in here right now?
Yeah.
Mercy and grace. Looking at your body, looking at your organ, looking at what you need right now.
Yeah.
Looking in your pocketbook, in your wallet right now. What is, mercy and grace. Show that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Yeah.
In the old school, they used to say, priest, sir. Talk to me, God. Please, sir, have mercy. Please, sir, say it. Please, sir, have mercy. All of y'all Baptists anyway, go ahead and say it. And he used to sing that song about his grace. What about it? It's amazing. It's amazing. Amazing grace set upon us today here at Word of Life Christian Center. The amazing grace of miracles. You're going home and half haven't been told what God going to say to you about this message. Hallelujah. You've been imparted a miracle anointing this morning. You will be a walking miracle the rest of your life. There's nothing wrong with needing a miracle if you know how to get it. I'm going to give you two more points. We're going to close. Oh, my. Miracles don't just happen.
Right.
You have to be positioned in the spirit of faith to activate and receive miracles. Okay. Look in 2 Corinthians 4:13. 4:13, I'm going to tell you ahead of time. 4:13 and 18. 4:13. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have it. I remember somewhere in the church said, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Now, I'm not preaching to you something that you don't have. But you know, I heard somewhere in the scripture say, stir up the gift that is in you. That's what we're supposed to be. I don't supposed to come here and teach no history. Or just teach about Daniel. Or David with Goliath. No, you got the same thing in you.
Yes.
So I need to stir it up. I take the scripture and write the divide the word so it can stir it up in you.
Yes.
So you can take it personally.
Yes.
You leave here and go get in your car, you packing.
Yes.
All you got to do is keep going over it. It's going to go get deeper and deeper in you.
Yes.
And you're packing power, that's right.
Yes, sir.
And I expect miracles.
Yes.
I expect God to do things out of the ordinary.
Yes.
Especially in these times.
Yes.
That's why I'm teaching like that. I'm praying for relevant messages.
Yes.
Messages that can, no matter what report come up.
No matter what happened.
No matter what happened. Yeah, you know you got miracle power on the inside of you. Yeah. See, the church got to stand out and stand up.
Yeah.
Preachers got to minister to their people and tell them the power of God in you.
Yeah.
Who report you gonna believe? I'm gonna believe the report of the Lord. You see 4 and 13? Now look at the 18 voice. See the 18 voice, wipe out everything. The 18 voice, 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, hallelujah, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary. But the things which are not seen, oh, eternal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what you looking at in your life that don't agree with the scriptures is subject to change any moment. Whatever you're looking at your life that don't agree with the scripture, they are subject to change any moment. Because you're not a regular person. You're a revelation. You're redeemed. You're righteous. You're connected with heaven. Now I'm going to give you these two. Be aware, turn to 1 Corinthians 12. Be aware of the power gifts. Power gift of working of miracle. It's always available as the Lord will on your behalf. Now, that's in 1 Corinthians, there's some things that I need to tell you definitely about your miracle power. And I want to share them with you the last few minutes. 12 and 7. But the man, 1 Corinthians 12 and 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
The 10th verse said to another the working of miracle.
Yeah.
You see that? Now, here's what you got to understand. Gifts, administration, and operation is pointed out in that chapter. Gifts, and it's actually the Trinity. I got to show it to you. Because I want you to know that in my clothing. I want you to know that. I got to show it to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at the first verse of that chapter. Hey, I don't want you ignorant of miracles either. Look at 1 Corinthians 12, 1. Now concerning spiritual gift, brethren, what he said?
I would not have you
what?
Ignorant.
We cannot be ignorant of miracles. But that time men gonna fail us, they can't do no more.
Right.
I know many walking miracles. Right now. Now, I want to show you this so you'll know. This is very important. Verse 4 of 1 Corinthians. Now, there are devices of gift, but the same Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You see that, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're talking about gift there. Now, verse 5, they're different of administration, but the same Lord. The Godhead, the Trinity, is in your miracle. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is in your miracle. Now, what you got to do is get your spirit, soul, and body in it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your Trinity got to be in a position that the Trinity can address the situation. So, see, your spirit has to train your soul, and your soul train your body. I got too deep for some of y'all now. Now, so the fourth verse talk about gifts and talk about the Spirit. The fifth verse talk about administration, talk about Jesus the Lord. And the sixth verse, and there are the verses of operations, but the same God. So there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost working in gifts, and it works the same way in miracles. Are you hearing me? God is ready for every miracle you need. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, I receive my miracles right now. The hand of God is on me. The Spirit of God is on me. I'm receiving supernatural manifestation, operation, administration, and gifts from God right now. Going all through my body, all through my mind, all through my family, all through my situation, all through my finances, right now. Miracles are looking for me right now. I'm looking for the miracle, and the miracles are looking for me. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give him some praise. Somebody give him some praise. My child, y'all come sing that first song y'all sung. Get up here and sing that first song. Let's rock in you a little while. I want rock in you. Get up here quickly. Glory, glory. Everybody stand up. God done it. Stand up. God. Come on. The glory. We about to work some miracles up in here. Oh, my God. Be healed. Be healed. Lift your hand up. Be healed. In the name, every organ in your body, receive a miracle this morning. In the name of Jesus. Your life extension. Come on, boys. Your life extension. Take place this morning. You're not going to die at the place you were supposed to die. Your life been extended this morning. Give God praise because you got your miracle this morning. Thank God for my miracle. 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 Hit it. Thank God for my miracle. Hit it.